Andrew is the Aussie bloke living in the US. Heather is the American gal living in Australia. Together, they travel the world sharing strategies on how to put your business on autopilot. Doing business online is no longer about having a website. To get more clients and take care of the ones you have, you will need a map. They've got it. So sit back and relax and welcome aboard. This flight is bound to autopilot your business.
Hello, everybody. This is podcast number 15 of Autopilot Your Business. My name is Andrew McCauley, and it is great to be back on deck with the podcast for 2013. Of course, as always, we have Heather Porter with us. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Andrew. Hello, everybody, and happy, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and I think it's going to be a big year. There's lots of things going on, lots of changes on the internet world, lots of things have been happening since our last podcast as well. And I guess today is all about those changes and what we can do to make sure that your 2013 is a year of getting found and being that important person that you are on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Ways to spread your message online, get you new clients, get you a raving fan base. And also, I guess, really, it's all about creating that content. Right now, what's happening with Google, I mean, they're always changing their algorithms, let's face it. But more than ever, they want to see really great content delivered consistently over time, all the time, on all of your websites online, and that includes multimedia content as well. So today we are going to share with you guys a whole load of types of content, topics that you can use, places you can put your content to get the most exposure for your business and yourself.
Yeah, you know, one of the questions we often get is, you know, I don't have time to create content, or I'm not sure what I need to do, what sort of content. I'm running out of ideas because, hey, let's face it, we all get writer's block at some stage or other. So today's episode, I think we're going to try and give you some ideas, kickstart the year for you, of some ideas of how you can come up with your own content, what sort of things you can do, and then just different ways that we've been using content. We'll do a summary at the end about what sort of ways we've been using content for all of our websites and our different properties out there. And if that gives you an idea and an inspiration to do something, then I think we've done our job.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to make it really easy for you guys and really fun. And hopefully by the end of this next little while we have together, you're going to walk away saying, wow, I have so much I can go and create and get started and do that. And again, to quickly recap why this is important, it's important because you need this content is your way of being found online. It's your way of showing off your expertise. Now, more than ever, hardcore sales are no longer working online. So this is a way to, you know, just allow people to hang out with you and see what you're all about over time. And then as they build that trust with you, they'll be looking to actually purchase what you have to do.
Yeah, and the reason you say that is because Google, the big G, has their ideal scenario in the world is to have an internet full of relevant information so that people can see and find what they're looking for without having to fight through a whole range of marketing materials, spammy robotic stuff,
yes,
and stuff that's been duplicated over and over again. Because you don't want to go and search for something and look through the same 10 websites full of the same information until you find the piece that you're looking for. So what they've done is, because Google is the biggest search engine around, they control pretty much what comes up in the search results for most things. And they're looking at people's websites and deciding whether they are either full of rubbish, full of boring content, which means nothing has changed since, you know, last month, 3 months ago, 6 months ago. And they want to make sure that they're providing a service to people looking through the Google search at things that are relevant, fresh, and new. And that's what it's all about. And if you don't get found on the search engines, then you are going to have a hard time getting people in front, getting people to do or act upon what it is that you
to hang out with you
as a business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Most people are never going to find you by your name or your business. They're going to find you from keywords. So creating all this content we're about to share with you is your way of allowing them to find you based on what you're talking about, which is, of course, your topics, your expertise, who you are and what you do in your business.
Yep. And it's not that scary. So
no, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Should we get started? Let's jump in.
Let's jump in. So on this episode, all about content creation and content marketing, let's start with what types of content are available for you guys to create in your business and to use online. So first one, let's get stuck in. All right, first one is basically very simple. It's articles. Articles are blog posts. Basically, they're blog posts. They're articles that you write to put on your website and talk about various things that you're doing in your business, news and topics. Actually, we'll go into topics. We'll go into specific topics that you can talk about in each of these types of content next. So what's next?
So articles is pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Just get in there, start writing it out, what you're thinking.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of structure to it. We won't go into that right now, but just to understand that articles is a type of content that you can put on your blog post or your website.
Yes, well said. Next up.
The next one is videos. Let's talk about videos. YouTube is the third biggest website that's around right now. And videos are everywhere, and you want to make sure that you're putting some stuff out on video. Now, if you don't like being in front of the video camera, there are certain ways to avoid that. And I think one of our other previous podcasts, we spoke about how to get around that. But videos are a very important piece. I prefer them to articles. I personally hate writing articles, but know the benefit of them. But I'd much prefer to do a video, whether it's a video that's in front of the camera, or a screen share, like a screen grab video. Or you can even do some sort of sites out there like Animoto.com, which will put some pictures and words together and create a video for you.
Well said, and you're right. We did talk about this before, actually in episode number 12, how to use video to market your business. And video is powerful because nowadays where people don't have a lot of time, they just want to quickly push play and watch what you have to say. Plus, it also endears you to your audience because they get to see who you are and get to know you on video, you know, much more than they can ever just through writing. So video is great.
The good thing about videos is that most people don't want to watch more than 2 or 3 minutes of video anyway. So if you only have to come up with 2 or 3 minutes of content and you're done. So
Quickly to backtrack on articles, I mean, we're talking 300, 400, no more than 500 words on an article. I mean, this is little bites of content. Each thing as we're going forward, keep that in mind. These are not major productions.
Yes.
So what else? Types of content. We have slideshows. So what's a slideshow?
Well, definitely, you can. If you ever do any presentations using a PowerPoint presentation, then you can turn that presentation into a slideshow. Put it onto a site such as slideshare.net, I think it is. You can use that to put your content out there. It's just another site, another way to get your message across in a different format. If you've already done the work, why reinvent the wheel? Use what you've already got out there.
And so many of you guys listening to us are speakers. Hello, speakers. And all of you guys, you know, you have your PowerPoint. You already have it, so don't waste it. Come home from your presentation and actually put that up online. Yeah. What's next? We have infographics. So
Infographics was the key word of 2012, I'm going to say. It came out of nowhere. Yeah. Everyone wanted to do an infographic. There's some sites out there which you can put a whole bunch of pictures and infographics in there, and it'll come up with a nice, beautiful, large picture that you can use. Infographics convey a good message relatively quickly, and you can put all sorts of things on there, like statistics and numbers and facts and figures as well. So infographics are everywhere. You can certainly hire people to do those infographics. I couldn't do them myself. I could. It'd take me days and days and days. Not a good use of my time.
Yeah.
I know Heather could probably whip it up in 10 minutes, but I couldn't do that.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't look that pretty, though.
But yeah. There are a number of sites out there that will do them for you and very, very cheap. So infographics are a good way to put some of your content together and publish it out there on the web.
Yeah, think of them like a snapshot of what you do, like if you have a certain business process that you do or you know, something you're teaching. It's like Andrew was saying, it's a great place. You can put testimonials, statistics, and even an actual visual tutorial of something in those. And they're great. You can use them. You might have seen them on Pinterest. People are using them all over the place online. And we also use other people's infographics on our blogs and do commentary. But more on that later in this episode. All right, so after infographics, we have, well, obviously one of our favorites, podcasts.
Podcasts. Well, what do we need to say about podcasts? You're listening to one, you know what they are. That's it.
And they're easy.
No, seriously, podcasts are, I don't like doing a podcast. They're relatively simple to do. If you don't have to have two people. We choose to have two people, but you can do a podcast on your own. You just record your own thoughts and it doesn't, like, we do a relatively long podcast, I would say, a lot of podcasts can be, you know, 10, 15, 20 minute long. They tend to do them more regularly. So it doesn't have to be a certain length of time. Just record your thoughts.
Yeah.
And then you can publish it. You don't have to publish it just to iTunes. There are a number of other podcasting directories out there, but we'll talk about that a little later as well.
Exactly. Next up, we have PDFs. So ebooks, reports, things of those nature that you have that you're happy to give away online. You know, great. Go ahead.
I was going to say, some people call them white papers.
White papers, yes, thank you.
Blueprints.
Yeah, cheat sheets.
It's just a form of converting a Word document into another form that people can generally read.
Exactly, anywhere. Exactly. Well said. I love this next one, press releases.
Tell us about press releases.
Press releases are great because they're a way of easily, in one page, talking about something exciting that's going on in your business, whether that's a new employee, a new product that you've taken on, a new service that you're offering. Literally, every week you'll probably have something exciting enough in your business to talk about as in a press release. And nowadays they're a powerful tool to spread out all over the internet because bloggers and social media celebrities are picking these up all the time and talking about them on their own social media accounts.
So tell me this. In my mind initially when I got involved with internet marketing eons ago, I thought a press release would have to be worthy of something that would go on the nightly news, you know?
Yeah.
With deaths and Kim Kardashian babies, you know? So...
No, I love it. I love it. You say, I was just talking literally 2 days ago to a CEO of a charity here in Australia, and we were talking about press releases online and how press releases online are different than press releases to point that you're going to deliver straight to the media, just in the fact that you still have to write it juicy copy. It still has to be very exciting, but it doesn't have to be the death of a baby. It could be something that's incredibly inspirational in your business.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. It doesn't have to be something that would only be considered for the 6 o'clock news. It can be something that's newsworthy, and if you think it's newsworthy for you, then it could be newsworthy for other people too.
Exactly, yeah. And you know what, we'll probably do an episode on press releases just to get you guys creatively thinking about how to write those, because they're much easier than what it may seem like for you.
Definitely, yeah.
Next up, webinars.
Webinars, yeah. So webinars are very big. They're very well used right now, and they're not that hard to do. We're using webinars in a number of different ways. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. But webinars are a great way to get your information across while sharing your information on a screen. So it's an awesome way to get to many people around the world at the same time, rather than having them all come into one venue and sit down in front of you, or you don't have to leave your house or travel anywhere to get your message out there.
Very good leverage of your time, and people use them to basically do demos or talk through a product that they have, to give information, to do strategy sessions. So they might have a mastermind group. I mean, it's an endless way of using them. We'll cover some more about topics later, but webinars are great. And that naturally leads us into teleseminars. So what's the difference of webinar and teleseminar, Andrew?
Well, apart from the spelling,
yeah.
teleseminars are actually, I think they're a little bit on the way out. They were big 5 or 6 years ago. The difference back then was that you could ring in on a normal phone line to a teleseminar and listen to the seminar itself while you're on the phone. Webinar platforms these days allow you to do that as well. So you can ring in and listen to a webinar on the phone if you want to dial in. The only disadvantage of that is that if the webinar is a very visual one, and they're explaining something on the computer, they're showing you some samples or examples, they're showing you how to do something specific on a website or through a PowerPoint presentation, then you don't get to see that image if you are listening to it on the telephone, but you still get to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing is that if you don't have images and you don't have a visually exciting presentation, people are still opting to do webinars because at least they can put their logo or their graphic on the computer so that it's reminding the people that are listening to the webinar, although it's only an audio version, they can still see a picture of a person's branding and their logo.
Yeah, webinars are just so much more interactive than teleseminars. I mean, you just think teleseminars on the phone, webinars online, and you can see and interact more with each other via webinar.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing with webinars is you can run questions and polls and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. People can raise their hands, all that.
Yeah, and interact with other people as well on the call.
Yeah. So next step after that, we have newsletters. Now, newsletters, some people think, oh, do they really work? Now, yeah, they do. They still are working. You know, it's interesting. I've been seeing actually some larger marketing companies recently just release newsletters. So if they're just starting newsletters right now, it is working. And certain industries, you know, love them even more. So, like, for example, there's a naturopath and well-being client that we have in Australia, and we're doing these really amazing little health tips that we release every single month as a newsletter. So keep that in mind. They're still very hot and they work.
Yeah, even though they've been around for a very long time, you know, I think it's turning full circle. Some of the stuff that used to work didn't and went out of fashion is now coming back again, and people are starting to look for quality content. And if you can put quality content in a newsletter, then people will sign up for it every time.
Yeah, well said. And rounding up the types of content that you can create, we have one last idea for you guys, and that is a book. And we're, of course, very excited about a book, because I don't know if you guys know this, but we recently released a Kindle book back in November. But more on that later. can't help but talk about it.
now, book can take two forms these days. It can be a physical book where you either self-publish or you get somebody to publish it for you. It's a little bit more work and a little bit more hoops to jump through. Or you can digitize the book and publish it through, you know, an Amazon Kindle or a Barnes & Noble sort of thing, or even the Apple Store. So there's a whole range of different ways to publish a book these days. And more people are jumping on the book bandwagon because it's so easy now. The actual access to do this these days has... the bar's been lowered, so a lot of people are jumping in. And, you know, I was only speaking to somebody today about our book, and he said, you know, it's something I've always dreamed of doing, is writing my own book.
Yeah.
And I said, well, funny that, because it only took us an hour to write. It just took us longer to edit it.
Yeah.
But, you know, books are within people's reach. They sound impressive. People are impressed that you've written a book. And yet, when you do it, it's really not that hard.
No, it's just another beautiful way of creating content.
Really,
I mean, and as we move on to topics here next, just something to keep in mind with all these types of content we've discussed, you can literally come up with one concept or one idea and make that into all the different types of contents that we've talked about. So it's not like you have to keep thinking of new ideas of what to talk about. It's more like you want to repurpose your concepts that you come up with, so you have them come into your mind and you go, okay, great, I can actually create this one particular idea into 20 types of content.
Yeah, don't get overwhelmed with that. Just understand that there is a whole bunch of things you can do.
Yes.
And you can take the same piece of content and repurpose it over and over again.
Over and over again, which is what we recommend that you guys do. So yeah. Moving on, let's talk about some topics. So now that we've given you a whole load of types of content, which, by the way, like Andrew just said, don't get overwhelmed. You don't have to sit there and think, oh my gosh, now I have to go create a book and a PDF and a webinar and all these things. Just be aware that they're out there and pick a couple that get you very excited, you know. And then with these topics that we're going to give you, these are some ideas of what you can actually talk about in that particular type of content that you choose to create. So
yeah.
Topics, let's get started with that. So what's a good idea for a topic, Andrew?
Well, you know what? One of my favorite ones that I prefer to do more than any other is a tutorial, how to do something, how to use a website, how to use a specific tool, how to go and do a podcast, how to use Facebook for business, whatever it may be for me. There's people that use your products or services that may want to know how to use them. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're an online or offline company, whether you sell pizzas or used cars, there are people that want to know how to do something with your service. You know, it might be how to make the pizza, how to make the perfect pizza. It may be how to find the fuel tank on your latest car that you're selling, you know? So there's a whole range of different things that you can do with a tutorial. Now, as we said before, it doesn't have to be an article. It can be a video. A tutorial video on the making the perfect pizza, a tutorial article on the steps to put in the ingredients to make that perfect pizza.
Yeah.
It could be an, you know, it could be a slideshow of the perfect pizza being cooked. It could be a tutorial of an infographic of the perfect pizza broken down over the last 1,000 years.
And now you guys are figuring out what repurposing means. That's exactly what Andrew's showing you right now, is that same exact thing broken down into multiple pieces of content.
Exactly.
One thing on that as well with tutorials, YouTube is the number two search engine, and primarily what people go there and type in is how to, and then fill in the blanks. It's a learning space. It's where people go to actually find tutorials. So video, if anything, with tutorials, you definitely want to do some videos as a first way of putting that type of content out.
Yes. So tutorials are one of my favorites. So
yeah, I know that you and I have gotten a lot of traffic. The most traffic I've ever gotten on my videos and in my blog articles are from tutorials. And I think the same for you as well, right?
Yeah, apart from one article, which I'll talk about in a minute,
it's all
the rest have been tutorials that I've been getting the most traffic from.
There you go. It's powerful. So next up for topic ideas, we have reviews. Reviews are fantastic because you can use them for other people's products. So if you don't have your own products yet, you can actually write an article reviewing another person's product. And if you're into affiliate marketing or getting a commission in exchange for selling other person's products, you can do it that way. You can literally use somebody else's product and then direct traffic to that product through your article. But you can also use them for your own products and services. You can do review articles talking about what's involved, why it's so amazing, and get other testimonials and people writing about what you have to offer as well.
Yeah, you know, and the good thing about reviews is that people will go and do research now on the internet before they purchase something or before they, you know, use somebody's services. And if you're a person that's written a review about somebody else's service, they're going to look at you and go, well, this person knows something. Your name will get out there. And you can be classed as an expert in your area because you're doing reviews on all of the people that that need to be reviewed upon.
Yeah.
And you're getting yourself put out there as the expert.
And now more than ever, sites like Yelp, .com.au, I know in Australia they have one called Eatability. All these review sort of ratings types of websites are taking forefront and center of what's going on online because people really respect other people's opinions and reviews of what's out there already.
And tell me, Heather, does this, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Some of these review sites, mm-hmm. you know, you've got Amazon Book Reviews, you've got Hotel Travelocity sort of hotel reviews where people stay at hotels, and Yelp and that sort of stuff, as you said. Does that contribute to any SEO juice for people's sites?
It does to a point, yeah, because, especially if you're one that has more comments and more reviews on that particular site, because all these sites are very powerful page rank sites in their own right, meaning that Google loves them and so therefore gives them a lot of respect. So if you're listed on those sites, then they are going to notice your site as a result.
Great. I didn't want to put you on the spot too much. I didn't want to get stuck in an SEO.
I mean, I'm not going to go too deep down that wormhole, but yes, to answer your question.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
All right. So after reviews, we have FAQs.
FAQs. Now, FAQs are an awesome way to two things. One is to give answers to commonly asked questions, frequently asked questions. But the other thing that FAQs does, and if you do them properly, is it eliminates the need to have a service or a help desk person there as much as you potentially would have if you didn't have FAQs. Now, if you can answer all of the most asked questions that people are asking of your service desk and put them on the website and direct people to the website before they even think about ringing you, then you may find that your calls and your having to pay for someone, either pay for someone in money or pay for someone like yourself in time answering these support desk tickets, you may find that is greatly reduced.
So let me give you guys a little idea on that and how you can use those as well. I was just chatting to a group the other day and they were saying, oh my gosh, but how do I use FAQs? Where do I get started? Here's a great place of where to get started. Write down your 10 areas of expertise. So for example, if you're a personal trainer, maybe 10 of your areas of expertise are diet to lose weight, how to lose flabby arms, whatever it is. So write down 10 of your areas of expertise or things that you do really well. Then underneath each of those 10 items, write down 10 of your most frequently asked questions for each of those areas. So what that has just given you is 100 different potential posts or pieces of content that you can use in the types of content we just talked about. There you go. How easy is that? If you get one thing from this entire episode, you've just come up with 100 different things to write about.
I love it. Now, would you do each one of those as a separate post?
Each one. Absolutely. Yeah, because if you're talking about, for example, the case of the personal trainer, so how to lose, let's say you have a personal trainer that's an expert at how to lose 5 kilos or 5 pounds in a month. So they get 10 questions of that, which one might be how do I lose 5 pounds a month? How or what do I need to eat to lose 5 pounds a month? There are going to be 10 very specific topics within that specific umbrella topic. So each one of those would be individual.
Wow, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great point.
There you go.
I love it.
What else? Right. What else do we have?
Next one. News. You can write news articles. And news articles are something that's happened in your industry, something that's happened in your area, of expertise, and just do a post or an article or a video or whatever you want to do about that particular topic. We said earlier that my biggest pulling blog post was a news article. And I did a news article on some technology that was being used in Israel with a Coca-Cola company. And to this day, it's still the number one drawing blog post that I wrote nearly 2 years ago.
Wow.
And every month, more people come and visit that blog post than any other blog post that I've written. And that was a news article from 2 years ago that happened, and I wrote it around the time that it happened. But because it was an evergreen news piece, it wasn't technology-driven, time-based. It was something that was still interesting to people a couple of years later. They're still coming to my site to read that article.
Powerful. And you know what else news does as well is it positions yourself as an expert, because ultimately creating content is all about positioning. Who are you and, you know, what are you good at online? And by talking about newsworthy items in your industry and giving commentary around those items, you now suddenly are the expert in that space.
Yes.
So great thing to do. And I know we know some people personally as well that are pumping out news videos every single week in their space.
Yep.
They just get in front of the camera 5 minutes and they talk about what's happened in their industry for that particular week.
And Google love this. They're like, hey, there's more news. These people are important.
Yeah,
people are going
to it up.
And they're growing and growing. So
exactly.
That's something we're concentrating on this year too, by the way.
Yes, another thing for us to do. Exciting.
Yes.
Next up, we have case studies. So what these are essentially a way of bragging without bragging, giving testimonials without really giving testimonials, by basically sharing a story of something that's happened to a client of yours as a result of working with you. So it's a before and after snapshot of something that's happened as a result of using your products and services. But also it's educational. So it's kind of showing your users, you know, here's Joe Smith, this is what they've done to use my product and service, these are the results they've gotten. So it also educates and gives the people that come to your site ideas about how they can use their products and services.
I think you nailed it.
There you go. Moving on. One last
Moving
one
on.
For topics. And obviously, 2012, anybody that's been on Facebook, which is probably most of you, you would have noticed that the most popular posts have been these inspirational images everywhere. Quotes, things that make you feel fluffy and lovey and happy, and spread them on and share them.
My personal favorite.
I knew you would like that. That's why we saved this one for last. But really, what we're talking about inspiration is what you can do is tell stories about your team, you know, a success story that somebody on your team did. Maybe you moved office and you've upgraded to a massive new building and it's really exciting. It's a way for you to share incredible things that are going on in your business, but also to inspire the people that are coming and engaging with that content. So it doesn't have to be a fluffy quote necessarily.
No, it doesn't. But yeah, but as you said, you know, share the team. Like, let people know who are the brains behind the business. Find out, even if it's it doesn't have to be the owner only. It can be all sorts of workers that are involved with the company, because people want to know who they're dealing with. And if you put a face to a name and a bit of a story behind it,
yes,
people feel that connection to your company a lot more.
Tell your story whenever you can and tie it back to the people that are absorbing your content. And it's powerful. You're going to engage people so much more than just giving facts. Be personal with what you're saying online.
Yes.
Next up, cool. Okay, so we've covered types of content. We've covered the topics, ideas that you can use in your content. Now that you have all this incredible content, guys, where do you put it online?
Where do you put it? Where do you shove this stuff?
First up, super easy, blogs, your website. So just keep continually writing little articles and sticking them up in your blog on your website.
Yes, on your blog. Get a blog. If you haven't got a blog on your website, then we strongly suggest that you do, because it's the best and main place you want to have updated regular content.
And really easy. And you can do little daily, what's called micro blogs, which are literally a paragraph, sometimes even a quote. Just get a place that you are comfortable updating on your website all the time. And that's why blogs are great. And you can name your blog latest news, free resources. You don't have to name it blog if the idea of having a blog repulses you for whatever reason.
Yeah. And if you want a blog or you need a website, let us know. We can help you with that.
Absolutely.
Shameless plug.
Well done, Andrew. Stick that in there. All right. What else? Okay, where else?
Okay, the other places, of course, the social sites. We spoke about Facebook earlier. You can put them on every social site that you're connected to. LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter,
Google+, Pinterest,
Instagram, any of those ones. And there's more. There's hundreds and hundreds of sites out there that are socially able. You can put them anywhere on any of those sites, or all of them. Not just one, but all of them.
Exactly right. So if you were to write a blog post, you might take a quote or a one-sentence little tip from that blog post, and then you can just use that. Or you might take the image that you used in your blog post, and you might put that out. So just be thinking about, don't just write a blog post. What else can you do with the content in that blog post?
Absolutely.
Moving on, and speaking of that, great segue into article directories. So these are places like eZine articles online that you can actually go and put articles and then, of course, get some great traffic back to your website. Now, word of advice on that, please do not use the same article on your blog post as you do in the article directories, because duplicate content is not seen as favorable in the eyes of Google, and we want Google to be happy with our sites.
Yes, definitely. Now, how many article directories sites are there, Heather? Do you know off the top of your head?
I haven't a clue. You know what I always say? Dozens. How does that sound? There's a lot.
No, it sounds wrong.
There's hundreds, right?
There's more than 1,000 and something sites that I've stopped counting after.
See, yeah, it's obscene.
1,000 sites. Now, one thing about article directories, though, they're not all of them are generic. Like, there are some specific categories of article directories. So, for instance, there is article directories for doctors and nurses.
Amazing.
There is an article directory for gardeners only. So have a look around the article directories for your space, and you may find that you might get a whole range more traffic from a specific article directory that suits your industry rather than having a generic one like an eZine articles, for instance.
Well said. And when you guys don't know what we're talking about or how to find these things we're talking about, just go to Google and type in article directories, and more specifically, article directories for doctors, as Andrew was just saying. So whenever in doubt, just type in what we've talked about and Google it.
Yep.
And you'll find them.
Definitely.
They'll come up for you guys. Article directories. So is that it on article directories?
Yeah, I think that's it there. As I said, there's a lot of them there. Some are paid, some are free. A lot of them will ask you for information to create your little avatar. So make sure you go and put your information in, put your website in there, and make sure on the bio that you have a link back to your website.
And that's where the magic happens, is when people get connected with you on these directories and they like what you've written, they like what your bio says, they're going to come back and check you out on your website, which is the entire reason of why you're creating content in the first place and doing what we're saying.
Yes.
So continuing on, now we've talked about a type of content being a press release, but what do you do with those press releases? Of course, you put them on your website in your media section if you want. But more importantly, this is really where you want to put them. It's press release sites. They're submission sites and they're distribution sites that actually, much like article directories, they're specifically for press releases.
Yeah, and there's some good ones, there's some average ones, and there's some terrible ones.
Yeah.
Have a look at PR. Some of the good ones are PR Web, PR Newswire, and what's the other one that's the big one? WebWire, I think it is.
I think it is, yeah.
WebWire, there's some good ones. But go and have a look at what the most popular ones are. Just type in best press release sites and you'll get a list of a whole range of them.
And
some of them are premium sites where you pay quite a hefty fee, but the information will get to the right people.
It is worth it. So if you're launching a product or doing something quite big in your business, then you would want to consider actually buying a space in the premium press release directories. Now, speaking of those links that Andrew just gave, because these are valuable links, we want you to hang on to these and go to these three sites that we recommend. You can find them on our website, autopilotyourbusiness.com/podcast. And we have in our menu there, we have a resources tab, and you can just go straight in there and we'll list our press release directory links straight in there for you guys.
You make sure you write that down so we can put that in there for
us. Yeah, exactly. I have taken the note. Yep. Press release sites. So let's see, what else do we have? We have PDF directories. Before, we were talking about in our types of content, creating PDFs, which are white papers and cheat sheets and reports and all that. You can actually list these on PDF directories. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, they're similar to a article directory. They will let you submit your PDF to the directory. People go in and read these PDFs. I don't know when people would have time to do that, to be honest with you, because I don't. But I do know that we've submitted PDFs to PDF directories, and we've got some good results from it. So
yeah,
there are people out there who are reading this stuff, looking at this stuff. It's amazing. It blows me away where people will get their information from. And if they're reading it and doing it, then I want to be in front of them.
Exactly. And everyone learns in different ways. Everyone prefers to take their content in different ways. Video, writing, yes. Articles. I know you were saying video. I love video as well. I was just talking to somebody the other day. They said, I love reading. I just love it. That's where I prefer to get my content. So, you know, wow. You never know. So that's why you want to have it in all these types of formats.
Courses for courses.
Exactly. Okay, so we have only two more places to talk about. The next one is SlideShare sites. Actually, it is called SlideShare, isn't it?
Well, it's just called SlideShare. SlideShare.net is a great place to upload your slides, your PowerPoint presentations, and that sort of thing. There are a couple of other sites. I haven't been familiar with them too much, so I can't really give you too much recommendations about them. But I do know that SlideShare is one of those sites that's getting more popular every day, because more and more people are doing presentations, they're using computers, they're using PowerPoints, and they're thinking, well, if I've already done this, it's content that I've used, why not upload what I've done already?
Exactly. And, you know, there is a demand for that, because if you think whenever you speak, and I know it happens to me, I know it's happened to you, is people come up to you and say, can I get a copy of your slides? So people love it. And if you already have them, put them out there.
That's a great point. If you are a speaker, hello speakers.
Yes.
If you are a speaker, put your presentation up even before you do your presentation. Put it up on SlideShare. And then when people say, is there a copy of this? You can give it to them then and there when it's fresh in their mind, when it's fresh in your mind. And people suddenly think, wow, now I don't need to write down frantically taking notes for what you're saying, because I can go back and look at the slides.
Look at the site.
And sometimes, I've even seen this done, which is they'll pull out their mobile smartphone and they'll go to the SlideShare presentation and watch it on their phone.
Brilliant.
As you're talking. Yeah.
Smart. You know, and I would imagine that these sites, whenever any site like this, a directory site, you are sending traffic to it, it gives your particular post or item precedence and enlists it higher. So that's helping to get traffic to your site, therefore listing it higher, therefore getting more people to come in and just ultimately come and find you online.
Definitely, yes.
So rounding that one up, one thing that we were just talking about this morning, weren't we? We were talking about podcast directories.
Yes.
And where we're going to list our podcasts. Because honestly, guys, we've had a really hectic year in 2012 and busy growing our business and our team and our systems. And we've literally just slopped up our podcast on iTunes and our website that you guys come and hang out with us on sometimes. And that's about it. So we're looking at, you know, where else can we put this? And there are so many. How many podcast directories are there out there?
There's hundreds of podcasts out there. And part of what we've been doing, we've been connecting with some big podcasting big wigs out there who are really giving us some great insights. So we're going to share some of those insights as we go along. But knowing that we want to put our podcasts everywhere we can possibly put them, and that's, watch out for that in 2013 from us.
Very exciting.
But once again, go to Google, do a podcast directory listing, and you'll find a whole range of different podcast directories.
So many.
Podcast Alley, Podbean are the two other big ones that are out there.
And they're industry-specific ones as well, just like we're talking about with the directories. So rounding up the end of our places, now we've talked about our types of content, topics that you guys can talk about, and places to put your content. Gosh, you know, make this year your year of publishing really great content online, and you're going to start to be found and drive traffic to your business in ways that you've never imagined possible before.
So before we wrap up, Paige, let's give them some examples of how we're doing, where we're putting some of our content, what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it,
because now you guys, we'll share with you how we're thinking and what we're doing in our business, and hopefully you'll also get some good ideas as a result of what we're about to chat about. So how are we using all these types of content? So let's start with our podcast, because that's obvious.
Let's start with our podcast. We have doubled up our podcast, and we've made a blog out of this podcast as well. If you've been to autopilotyourbusiness.com/podcast, you'll see that that's a traditional website, but the blog, every podcast we do is a new blog post itself. So we are using the podcast as part of our blog post strategy as well in this situation.
We are. So it creates content for us for our website, but also we're taking transcripts from our podcast and we're turning those into PDFs, and those are suddenly PDFs for the PDF directories that we've talked about before. So how cool is that? So that's a couple things just from these little audio things that we're doing right here. We have article posts, we have sometimes even videos and images that come out of them as well.
Yep.
Moving on, so blogs. So how are we using blog posts in our business?
Well, we've got a number of blogs that we run. I can't even tell you how many we've got. Between just us, we've got about four or five, I think, just between us.
Active ones, yeah.
And then the other ones we look after and control is there's 20-odd blogs that we're out there looking after. So making sure we're putting our content on those blog posts. So we're doing that.
Yeah, so
as soon as I get off this call, we're adding another blog post to our
main site. Yeah, so on our autopilotyourbusiness.com, our blog is latest marketing news, I think is what we call it there. So we do blog posts there. Both Andrew and I write those. I have my blog, heatherporter.com, where I'm constantly doing tutorials and blogs there. Andrew, what's your blog?
The social media
bloke.com. So you do that there. Look, I've written guest blog posts before for other people's blogs. So that is a really powerful tool for you guys as well. Whenever possible, go and volunteer your writing services to people in your industry and do articles elsewhere too, because it's going to help raise your credibility and your authority as well.
Definitely.
So that's what we do with our blogs. And let's see, what else do we have? Oh my gosh, this is the exciting thing that I started talking about at the beginning, which I shouldn't have, but magazines.
Magazines, you hear it first here. We're about to launch our online Apple Newsstand magazine, which is going to be pretty awesome because we have got some amazing people who are writing for it. We've been working on this for a number of months now, and we have some of the most influential online marketing people around in all parts of marketing, whether it's social sites, whether it's podcasting, whether it's SEO, all of those topics are going to be covered in our magazine, available in Newsstand every month. And we're doing a lot of our content, stuff that we've even done before, we're putting in that as part of our strategy into the magazine as well. So we're excited about doing that sort of stuff this year too. That's going to be a big, big focus.
It's a great way for us to repurpose our knowledge that we have and just put it in a different place, but also it's a great excuse for us to meet really great people in our industry and do potential joint ventures. And it's just that great introductory tool of saying, look, here's a magazine, do you want to be in it? So, you know, we're very excited about it, and we hope you guys will check it out soon. It's we're calling it the Online Footprint, which is it's great.
Thanks for saying that, because I had that in my mind to tell him, but
I forgot. Yeah, well,
online footprint. Yeah. It's leading the marketing revolution. So
exactly.
Leading the online marketing revolution.
Exactly. So
look for
that.
Check it out. It's going to be available first of February is the planned date.
Yay! So that's from our magazine. So videos. Now, how are we using videos? So gosh, recently, just in December, for those of you that might have joined our 12 tips till Christmas landing page tips, I did 12 videos that taught people how to create a landing page. Those videos are now going up onto our YouTube channel and are then going to be posted in one of our websites that's newly getting developed, landingpageautopilot.com. They'll be going up there as blog posts. So there's just one little example, but you know, we have videos on our personal blogs that we've just talked about, our YouTube channels, and we're starting to grow our video area of our business as well.
Yes. So videos, I use videos on nearly all of my blog posts. Not all of them, not nearly all. A lot of my blog posts, I stick videos on my blog posts, YouTube, and then I stick them on other video sharing sites too. There's a whole range of video directories. Once again, there's ranges of directories out there for videos. So stick them out there on those video directories as well.
Distribute those.
So I guess people are hoping they're starting to see how many directories there are for lots of content where you can distribute a whole range of different stuff out there.
Exactly. It's endless. So if you have one piece of content, put it, you just think, okay, where else can I stick this online?
Video doesn't just go to YouTube. There's another 20 or 30 sites out there, or more than that, that will take your video. There's article, not one article directory will take your article. All of them will take it.
Exactly. Put them all out there. Exactly. And with the whole video thing, I mean, we have somebody on our team that does transcription. So when we have videos, they'll go in and if it's a short video, they'll transcribe it and that becomes an article. But if it's a longer video, we have one of our article writers actually summarize it into an article. So again, a great example of repurposing the one piece of content that you've created. So that's videos. Infographics. So I know you've used some of those on your posts.
Yeah, we're using infographics for various parts, either blog posts or Pinterest. I use a lot of infographics for Pinterest.
Yep.
And getting infographics created for other social sites to share. So Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter even as well now. So there's a range of different places you can use those infographics. Wherever people want to read them, I'll stick them there.
Yes, it's great. Now, next up, let's talk about our book, actually, because then this will tie in with press releases as well.
Sure.
The book, yay, another cool thing that we've done, I just mentioned before, it was released in November, that's been on one of the best-selling Kindle lists in Amazon.
Did you mention that we're number one bestseller?
We were number one. I think our friends and colleagues and employees are thinking, okay, stop talking about it. But we're excited. But it's called The Online Treasure Map for Motivational Speakers. It's 21 industry insider tips to get you booked as a speaker faster. See, Andrew and I, you know, doing all these little jabs about being a speaker, our background, we've been in the industry of working with speakers and seminar companies and promoters for quite a while. So we're using our knowledge there and our knowledge of internet marketing, and we put it together into an ebook. Into a Kindle book.
So we did a recording just like we're doing now. We got it transcribed, and then we edited it into a book format. So we didn't, because as I said, I hate writing, and I'm the last person who wants to write a book. I've never been interested in writing a book.
Yeah.
But I can say that I've done one now, and I didn't have to spill a piece of ink. So I'm very happy.
And we use the actual audio that we got transcribed into the book, we use that as an opt-in. So we have a free audio book that we give away to build our email list. So
let's stick that in the resources. Let's stick a link to that in the resources so people can check it out.
Great idea. Yeah, so we'll put that in our resources and our site for this as well. So that's our book. And as a result of that, because it's gone so well, we're actually going to write more in this series of the Online Treasure Map. So we're going to do them for coaches and sales professionals and so, you know, it's a great tool. It's a really exciting tool that we're going to expand on as well this year. Off the back end of that is press releases. So we wrote, both Andrew wrote a press release and I wrote a press release, and we distributed it online. And you know what was really exciting is we did some Google alerts, which is where you can type in, you know, your business name or your name, and Google will email you every time that particular, you know, that you're found online, that a new listing goes up about you. And we started getting all these alerts coming through with other press release sites picking up our press release. So it's starting to spread online. It's, again, press releases are very powerful. And we wrote them. Yeah. We wrote them. We didn't go to a PR specialist. We both wrote them.
Yeah, we wrote them. Now, we've done this before. This was our most recent press release that we did. But we've done press releases before. So you get used to it, but there's a number of different templates you can find. A lot of the press release companies that you go to, PR Newsweb and that sort of stuff, have templates that you can follow.
Yeah.
Give you some ideas. So don't get afraid of how to structure it. They give you a lot of information on how to do that.
And then another thing, one other piece of content we've been doing is webinars. And we've actually been creating, well, here's a great idea. So we're doing a webinar series for a client of ours, and we're training their national sales team on how to actually use online marketing to get more leads. So we're recording those, and then we're also going to turn that into an info product and or blog posts and marketing tools for our own business. So great example of repurposing content right there.
Yeah.
So that's exactly. Our webinars, and we're doing more of those this year coming up as well, just for ourselves.
Well, I think maybe one more thing we can share with them. And that'd be newsletters. Newsletters, as we said, are making a bit of a comeback. And we're definitely using newsletters as part of our strategy to get people involved with what we're doing. Newsletters don't have to be all written by you. They can be populated by other people, whether it's experts from your field who may want to write guest posts, or even staff members. You know, get people involved. You know, your staff will take a lot more care if you've got staff. They'll take a lot more interest in the business if they're going to be part of the action as well.
Exactly right. And on that note, I hope you guys have realized the wealth of ideas that you have now available to you to create incredible content for yourself, to promote yourself, promote your business, to get more leads, to use this content as a way to build your credibility and authority in your space, and also as a way to get introduced to other people in your industry.
Yeah, well, I can't believe the time. It's flown. This is a quick podcast that ended up
being almost an hour. But as always, guys, thanks so much for being with us. We'd love to hear what you guys think. Either leave us a comment or a review in iTunes, or come on over to our website, autopilotyourbusiness.com/podcast, and leave us a comment below this episode on our website. And of course, we have our resources tab there that we've been mentioning, where you can go and find out about press releases and article directories. We'll leave a whole load of URLs there that you can check out.
If you've got any questions, send them through. Grab the contact page on our podcast page and send us an email. We'll answer them straight away. So thank you, everybody. I enjoyed this podcast.
Me too.
Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. This is a good one.
We'll talk to you, or you'll hear us again very soon. It won't be as long as the last break, I'm sure.
Exactly right. All right,
everyone.
Thanks.
Take care.
All passengers and cabin crew should now be seated with their seatbelts securely fastened.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first officer speaking.
On behalf of your captains, Andrew McCauley and Heather Porter, we would like to thank you for taking the journey with us to autopilot your business. You are now closer to putting your own business on autopilot using the internet. Of course, if you would like to rack up some frequent flyer points, visit our website, www.autopilotyourbusiness.com, or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/autopilotyourbusiness. These frequent flyer points are totally useless, but the information is gold. Until we fly again, happy travels!